Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Mickey?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mickey, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I am based out of California. That's where our office is based out of. Yes, sir. I know you were speaking to my mapping coordinator, Rona, about the first page placements of Google. Did you have any questions, aside from, you know, that you want to, target your business in a 50 mile radius with the zip code of 28396?
Can you look on there and see how many, people has searched for stump grinding in the last 30 days or something?
Absolutely.
Like a rough figure.
Yeah. And in that zip code?
Yeah, within 50 mile radius.
Okay, for sure. Let me see zip code. Are you just doing stump grinding? Or are you doing tree services like removals? Are you doing trimming as well? Or?
No, I just do stump grinding. Also do backhoe. You know how like what a backhoe is?
Okay, and then bush hogging as well, right?
I'm bush hogging.
Yep. Okay.
Bush hogging and stump grinding, but mostly stump grinding.
Okay, perfect. So stump grinding in that area in a 50 mile radius, you're looking at 3,481 people in the last 30 days.
Within a 50 mile radius?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's how it was last year when I joined Angie's List. But I didn't join Angie's List this year. Huh?
What do you mean that's how it was last year?
They had a lot of people searching for it, you know.
Yeah. It's coming towards that season, right? Where summer's coming up, spring's coming up, where, you know, everybody wants their yard to look good. So, it, you know, this is the season where this is where you guys start to pick up. So there is a lot of searches happening. It's just making sure that you're there at that time of search. Now, I understand that you did Angie's Leads, or you didn't go with Angie's Leads, correct?
Yeah, I did it. I did it last year.
Oh, you did it last year.
But their services is expensive, really.
Yeah,
but, you know, I still made profit, you know.
Yeah.
Because,
and for your company though, do you have anything set up besides like an old listing there? Like, do you have a Facebook page or a Google listing or anything like that for your company right now?
No, I just have Angie's Leads. I use that plus what you know, word of mouth. People
word of mouth
wanting some kind of tractor work done, because I actually got more, I got backhoe and bush hogging, rototiller, box blade, you know, to level with, and I got a little bit all of it, but, all the attachments, but,
okay.
But, you know, I like doing stuff around anymore, cause you can go in there and get that done and then, you know,
go to the next one.
Take as long.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So what we would do, because I do see there's a lot of things that need to be done to help you out to get there. What we would do is we would build you a Google business profile. Okay, so then that way, anytime somebody searches on Google for stump grinding companies near me, Tractor Works and Hauling LLC would pop up at that time of search for them to just click to call you directly. We do not charge you per lead, per job, per call. Also too, we build you a Facebook page. So anybody that does search on Google, we can do a retargeting campaign through Facebook, and we can put you in specific cities and zip codes. Okay.
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 And then
so you build the website?
Yes, sir. We do build websites as well. Do you need a website built?
Okay. Well, I mean, like, you know, if somebody wants to just say they want to, they can ask me, you know, they might not want to call, and they might rather just answer to a website and say, hey, I got how many stumps, how much it costs, and then I can say, send me a picture and what's the measurement of it, I can about tell you how much it costs.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we could help you build a website. Do you have like a domain name, like a www.com for your Tractor Works or Hauling LLC, or no?
No, sir.
Okay. So
yeah,
we'll help you.
I don't even have a website. But...
Okay. So we'll help you get that then, because I know that that's going to be important. My tech team will build that for you, and then we'll host it, manage it, and then we'll publish that to the first page placements with your Google listing as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me go over the pricing here for this. So everything here is set on a month-to-month flat fee. Like I said, we don't charge you per lead, per call, per job. We don't take a commission or anything like that. The more jobs you get, the more profitable it is, because we're able to just place you there at that first page placement for the services you offer.
So will people be calling me, or
yes, sir,
or send me a message or what? Okay.
They can do, they can do either or.
Calls. I get a lot of spam calls, and like, you know, I don't know if spam calls, I try not to answer them, but well, I need to answer all the calls, right?
So you can answer the calls that are coming in. We can put what's called a call tracking system on you. That's going to have, it's going to have a Google business number. It's going to be a different phone number than what you're having, but it's going to transfer the call straight to you directly. That way, we'll be able to track what type of customers are contacting you. If you are getting spam calls, we'll be able to block those spam calls for you, okay? But now you can track where those calls and locations, those things are coming in for as well. And that doesn't cost you anything extra either. That's in the package itself, tracking
okay.
number.
So that'll do away with the spam calls. Yeah, because I get a lot of spam calls.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be able to track that stuff. So I can't say like, hey, 100% of spam calls are going to go away. That's just not reality, right? I want to make sure I'm not misleading you at any point. But if there is a spam call that comes in, we'll be able to block that number so they can't reach you at that number again.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then 50-mile radius, perfect. The pricing for this, let me go into it here. It's, like I said, it's set at a flat rate month to month. With Rona's established business credit, she wanted me to apply for you. It's a flat rate of just $249 month to month, no contracts. There is a one-time fee for just $99 setup. So the first month is $348 out the door, okay? And then $249 month to month after that.
Okay. $250, just say $250 a month.
Yes, sir.
But,
I mean, you could say that.
Cause see, Angie's List, you know, it's about 10%.
They charge you per lead.
All the leads, per lead, all of, mm-hmm. you know, one, mm-hmm. one out of four, one out of five would, you know, you would get one out of four, one out of five, but you had to pay for all five, four or five leads. And,
right.
And what you made on that one lead,
it would pay for all five.
It like 10% of what you made would pay for all five of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that averaged out
mm-hmm.
would be. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but,
yeah.
They did change it to excavating, and I tried to, tell them that, you know, I didn't want to really do excavating because you need more time than I got to do excavating. You need to be doing it, you know, 100%, doing it all the time to do the excavating, to go out and clear. I mean, I did level some land for, to put like double wides and houses on, but,
mm-hmm.
but it takes more time. You got to have more time than I got to do that. So.
Yes, and that's the thing about Angie's is they charge you per lead because they're getting their leads from Google, so they have to make a profit off of that. We're just putting you right on Google so you can get those leads at a lower cost. So this is an unlimited call service. Like I said, it's just set there at a flat rate. That rate never fluctuates for you. So whether you get 15 jobs in 1 month or you get 50 jobs in 1 month, it always stays at that flat rate of just $249 month to month. It's a lot more profitable at the end of the day. Your bottom line jumps because you're not paying per lead on that, on every lead that's calling you. Does that make sense?
Yes, because
okay.
sometimes, you know, when it was pretty busy, I'd pay $200-$300 a week, you know, for leads.
Wow. Yeah. And that's where you wouldn't have to pay there. Yeah. So this only comes out month to month. You're not paying week to week. Also, too, you're getting a website that you wouldn't have gotten with Angie's. You're also getting on Google that you wouldn't have gotten with Angie's. You're also getting a Facebook page that we're going to make sure that you're being targeted that you wouldn't get with Angie's. So we're really putting you out there as its own entity instead of you having to be on a third-party company at that point. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Now, can I so I have a website?
Yes, sir.
So you have a website and it'll also be like, it'll put you to the first page of Google.
Yes, sir.
And when you do that, and then if I did that plus the Google search, the voice search, but there was another company called me and said that they would put me on voice search.
On the voice search, yeah.
One time, and then that would, you would be, I would be,
I'll be quite frank with you, that's a waste of money. And the reason why, I mean, unless you want to do it, the reason why is we used to actually do Google Voice Search, Alexa's, we used to do the Siri's and all that kind of stuff. But what happened was is we were just finding that our customers were getting a lot of spam and robocalls from those areas. So people that need a stump grinding service, they're not going to say, you know, hey, Google, find me a stump grinding company near me. They're just going to go to their phone and they're going to look. So one, you know, it's kind of counterintuitive to have that. That's why we don't offer that anymore, because you're already there when people are typing in something that they actually need. And it saves you more money in the long run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I do have to PIN verify you, so they are going to want a physical location to PIN verify you with Google. It's going to come either through a text message or it's going to come via a video. My tech team will help you with that PIN verification process, but the address that I have is the 28145, is it Aberdeen Road? Okay.
Aberdeen Road, yeah.
Okay, and it's Marston, North Carolina?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and the zip code is the
28363. But
okay,
see, that's what I was telling that lady
yes, sir.
Before you, that Marston is actually in the other county over, but
okay.
The way the post office runs it over into the county where I stay at, and it's like 20, 30 minutes away. So it's best to do Wagram, which is a little city like 5 minutes away. So it's best to do, because that's why I do most of it that way anyway.
Okay. Do you have an address in Wagram or no?
Well, that's why I gave it a zip code in Wagram.
Okay. So we'll be able to target that area, but they're just going to PIN verify you to make sure that you're not a robot with a P.O. box. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a P.O. box.
Right, and Google won't allow you to, but they're just going to make – they want to verify a physical location so they can verify that you're an actual business in that area. Once you're verified there, we can target Wagram, we can target Lindenburg, we can target those areas as well that you're looking to get in front of.
Larenburg, yeah.
And then Whisper Pines, stuff like that.
Yeah, Whisper Pines, the Southern Pines, Pinehurst. You play golf? Do you play golf?
Do I play golf?
Yeah.
I do. I love golf.
Okay. You ever heard of Pinehurst?
Yes.
Pinehurst, North Carolina? Yeah, I'm like 15, 20 minutes away.
Oof. That's a beautiful golf course.
you've been there before?
I've only heard of it. I haven't been there, but I've seen it.
Yeah, they shouldn't have had the U.S. Open in the 1st of June. Matter of fact, golfers have already started coming in. I'm right here at Pinehurst right now, right here at Southern Pines, right beside Pinehurst.
Okay. Perfect. That's cool. Yeah. So like I said, that we'll be able to target those cities and zip codes that you want to. That's why you're going to get with my tech team. They are going to reach out to you. And then they'll go over those cities and zip codes to make sure you pop up in those counties. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Mickey. For your first name, is Mickey your first name, and it's M-I-C-K-E-Y, or is that just like your nickname?
Yeah, my name is Mickey Sessoms, M-I-C-K, just like Mickey Mouse,
M-I-C-K-E-Y. Okay. M-I-C-K-E-Y. And then your last name?
Yeah. Sessoms, S-E-S-S-O-M-S.
Okay, and then what's a good email address for you?
MickeySess@yahoo.com. Now, will it send me a text or email or something when somebody does a search for me or whatever? Or
they're going to call you directly. Your phone's going to ring.
Always.
That's how you're going to know.
Okay.
Yeah. Your phone's going to ring directly. We don't get in between you and your customers. So that's the difference between us and Angie's. Angie's, you had to go through an app to get your lead. Your leads here are just calling you directly to your phone.
Okay.
And then
now,
Mickey Sess, is it S-E-S-S or is it just S-E-S at Yahoo?
Mickey Sess. M-I-C-K-E-Y and then S-E-S-S.
S-S, okay.
It's the first four letters of my last name.
Okay.
At Yahoo.com.
I just wanted to make sure it's two S's.
When somebody calls me, what would the caller ID thing say? Will it just have a number or is that?
Yeah, it'll say the number in the area that they're calling from. So, I mean, if they're calling you from Pines, then it'll say Pines on there. If they're calling you from, let me see here. If they're calling you from Wingrem, that'll be there. If they're calling you from Laurinburg, it'll be there. So it's going to come up with a number, and it's just going to come up with the city or that they're calling you from.
Okay. I know you said somebody might have a distinctive something, call or whatever.
Like a call tracking system?
You said like the scam whatever.
Yeah, so you'll have a call tracking system. So when the call comes in and you see that you answer it and it's a scam, we'll be able to track that call and then we'll be able to block that number right then and there. Does that make sense?
Yes. So you won't be able to tell if it's if the call coming in from off one of the leads or then another phone call, a regular phone call, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I mean, right off the bat, you wouldn't know until you answer the phone call. But it's not like you're getting charged per lead for it, so you're not getting, it's just a flat rate. So that way, and that's why we have the call tracking system, because then you can look as well, because we make that available for you. You can look as well and say, okay, hey, I'm getting customers that contacted me, but I also had like this 4 or 5 number that called me as well. I want them to block this. So you could actually let us know and we would block that number so that way they couldn't call you again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're very interactive with you to make sure that you're getting the quality customers contacting you directly. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then so you're doing the grinds, the stump grinding as well. You're doing the bush hogging. Do you want to add any other services that you want to be found for, or do you just want to be found for stump grinding?
Well, I'd mostly want to do stump grinding, and then if I get called up not as busy, and then I can go into the bush hogging part, you know, and because. Yeah, that's what I'll do there. And then most of the time when I'm doing stump grinding, there's always people who want me to level land and all kinds.
Right.
There's just so much work to be done. I mean, like driveways, people's out these driveways, you know, where you get mud holes or whatever in the driveways, and they want me to level it out and
all different
kind of things.
So the stump grinding is kind of like a way for you to get in front of your customers, and that opens the door for other things as well, too.
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, they see.
Perfect. Awesome. So that's going to be good. So we'll target those cities and zip codes. Now, my tech team is going to reach out to you. They're going to do what's called an onboarding call. They're going to go with you over, like, how you want your website to be built as well. If you have pictures, color schemes, logos, they're going to contact you so you can send that stuff in so they can build that out for you. And then they're also going to help you get PIN verified. Once you're PIN verified, that's when we start that programming for the Google Business listing. Okay?
Do I need to have a direct address in Wagram, or?
No, we can target Wagram without with the address that you have on file here with the Marston.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be able to still be able to target Wagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Wagram in 50 or 60 miles out. That's fine.
Okay.
Or if you did Marston, you know, you'd have because Fayetteville, you know, what Fayetteville is a bigger city.
Uh-huh.
And that's where most of the work I'll be doing at. But, you know, I do get it in these other places too. So that's what I'm saying. If you do 60 miles out from
Wagram,
Marston.
Marston.
Well, if I use Wagram, it'd be better, you know, because you'd be closer to Fayetteville, where the bigger city is.
Okay. I mean, we can target. Yeah. I mean, we can target specific cities and zip codes. So if you want us to just target Wagram and Fayetteville, like, we can do that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, I mean, okay. I'll let my tech team know so they can do that. They will verify with you just to be sure and make sure that that's the areas that you want to target. Like I said, they're going to introduce themselves to you. For the listing here, Mickey, though, how would you like to secure it?
I got a stump grinder coming in because the other stump grinder I had, that's why I used last year, and it tore my tractor up, so I had to get a different stump grinder. And
okay.
It's on the way in.
Cool.
It should be in by the end of this week or next week.
Okay.
So I didn't really want to, I want to get that in first, and then I'm going to go ahead and target everything.
Yes.
I'm going to build it up from there.
So I don't like to mislead anything. Everything does need to be built. It's not like tomorrow you're going to start receiving everything coming in because, like I said, you still got to get verified with Google. You also got to build the business profile and the website. It's not just like a flip of a switch and those things are built, right? It's got to be professionally done. So we do help you in there. Within 7 to 14 days, everything will be built for you. Now, for you to populate on that first page placements of Google, that will be populating within 30 to 45 days. So you'll still be able to acquire jobs within the first month through the Facebook campaign that we're going to run in Fayetteville and also too in the Wager area as well. Okay?
Now, do y'all do it just like Angie's Lead? Like that, I think that's what they do. I don't know if they put it out there or what they do, but.
So Angie's Leads, what they do is they.
Do,
no, Angie's Leads, what they do is they run a campaign for themselves to acquire people onto their platform, and then they vet you the lead, and then they vet, you know, other people that are doing the same thing, that lead as well. Whoever gets to that lead first wins. That's how they do it. What we do is we just put you there as an independent company so customers can just click to contact you directly.
Okay. Now, like Angie's Lead, I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard somebody say that Angie's Lead to get the list and send it out to several contractors and get paid for each from the lead from other companies. You know what I mean? So you'll have like they'll get now off that one lead, they might have four or five contractors paying for that lead.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how? Okay.
Now, is that how
do
it,
that too, or?
No, we don't. So with us, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. We cannot work with every company in the area. So that's why my representative did reach out. Once we do fill this listing, we do have to close the category out. So you'll never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you're not going to share your customers because they're going to be contacting you directly. We're not vetting you leads. We're not vetting out leads to any of your competitors either. We cannot work with your competitors. We're just working with you on this.
Okay.
Okay. Now, for the listing here itself, like I said, it's just going to be the one-time fee for the $348 for us to build everything out. Then it goes to $249 month to month. Mickey, would you like to use Tractor Works and Holland LLC credit card?
You said it was $349 a month, or $349 to start it, or
it's going to be $348 for a flat fee, no taxes, okay? And then it's going to come out $249 month to month after that, no taxes, just that flat fee.
Okay. Now, okay. If I want to cut it off, like, because see, like in the wintertime, you may
sure.
not get as, or if I get too busy or something,
right?
Can I cut that off, or
yes, sir.
Start
you can,
it back, or
yes, sir. So you could do one or two things, and I actually take you through a voice verification here. This is an added protection for you. I'll read it to you right now, though. It says you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. I give you our phone number for our client support customers here. And then it says, to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. And that's it. So if you ever wanted to pause it for seasonal purposes, you get busy, you can. Let us know. If you want to cancel service for whatever reason as well, you can let us know then as well, and we just part ways as friends. Okay?
Yeah, because I had to plan, you know, like jobs out like maybe a month or two out, and then
sure.
I was busy for I was real busy last year, and then I had to stop it, and then I could start it back whenever I got it mostly caught up, and then
uh-huh.
you know, and get real busy again, and then
yeah.
you know, I was behind again and
no, that's good, right? Yeah, you can definitely pause it at any time. And that's why we want to make sure you would still have that secured listing with us. It would just go on pause until you're ready to flip that switch back up once you needed more work. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, for the card itself, is it a debit card, credit card for the business, or is it just going to say your first and last name on there? Or does it have both?
My debit card. Let me check my debit card.
Is it going to be a business one, or is it going to be a personal?
No, I was going to use my personal card. But,
okay, I'm still going to send you an email for the Tractor Works and Hauling LLC. That's going to come as a business invoice, so you can still write this off at the end of the year then as well. Okay.
Because I do have it in my business, but,
yeah.
You know.
I just want to make sure you get the tax write-off, so I want to make sure it's still, even though you use a personal card, we can still, send it out as a business expense.
Yeah, because you can put it in my name or Tractor Works or either one, and, because it's, but I separate it.
Okay.
So I keep it separated.
For sure.
But I do have a checking account with my business, but I don't use it much because
okay.
I just pay for my pay for it and then I'll just put it in my write it on my business side, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
So.
And then for the card itself, for the billing address, that's going to be your home address at the 48145, I'm sorry.
28145 Aberdeen Road, Marston,
okay.
North Carolina, 28363.
Okay.
You said I owe, how much this time, $349?
It's just going to be the $348. $348 is going to be today. Yep, and I put that in the voice verification for you, so then that way that is secured, and you never had to pay the higher premium price with you being in service with us as well. You're grandfathered in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let me, okay, I got that done. Now, let me, so you ready for the...
I just need the name of the card first.
The, what, I got a
is
Visa
it just,
debit card.
Yes, sir. So it's going to be a Visa, but the name on the card, does it read just your first and last name, or do you have a middle initial?
Yeah, it's got Mickey R. Sesson.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number itself whenever you are.
It's 4020 4701 2973 8798.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
0227.
Okay, and then the security code on the back.
868.
Can I read the card number back to you, though, if that's okay?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay, let me pull it back.
I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure I have everything correct for you here. So I got 4020 4701 2973 8798. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then I got 0227 68 868. Is that correct?
Yeah, 868.
Okay. And then I'm going to create what's called a security question for you. So this is going to be an added form of protection for you. So we never sell or share any of your information here, Mickey. We always want to make sure that we're talking to you and you only about your account here, because it does have personal information. Every time we do contact you, we will ask you this security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company for you. And then also too, that we're also speaking with only you on this matter. For the security question, I have three questions. You can have one. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's mom's maiden name?
Scott. S-C-O-T-T. That's two T's at the end.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then I'm going to read you a voice verification. This is only going to take 2 minutes for you. This is just going to be the service agreement, the outline of what you and I talked about. It's going to be sent to you in writing, but this is going to be recorded for your purposes. This is going to be an added form of protection with the pricing structure in there as well. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Tractor Works and Holland, LLC.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Mickey Sessions, owner.
Awesome. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Mickey, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay, okay.
Perfect. And
now,
then you...
who is the third-party callers from, like...
So just in case, like, somebody calls you, and we're a big company. We've been in business for 20 years. So for this, we want to make sure that we're always talking to you and you're always talking to us. So if somebody were to say, like, hey, we're Local Splash, Mickey, and we want to charge you more money for the services we provide you. If they don't ask you your security question, hang up the phone and call us directly, because then we will do an investigation for you. That's going to be a spam caller. We want to make sure we block those calls for you if you do get them. That's just an added form of protection for you as our customer here, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's just in case. Do you agree
so
to be
249?
Go ahead.
That'd be. I was thinking about 250 times. Now the first thing, the startup is 350. Now, is that for a whole year, or is that for? It just say at 250 from now on, or what?
Yeah, so I'll go over it right now, and it's in this deal right here for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna get there right now. So it says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Okay, what does that mean?
So that just means that we're going to take care of your Google listing, getting you customers, your Facebook, your website. We want to make sure that you're not paying for two things at once. So if you want to do something or if somebody calls you, just make sure you're like, hey, am I already doing this with you guys? Because we want to make sure that you're getting the best possible service. We don't want you to pay for two things at once. Like I mentioned earlier,
yeah,
when you're like, hey, what about the Google, the voiceover? And I was like, that's kind of a waste of money for you. We want to make sure you're in the best possible situations there. Okay, cool. So here you go.
Okay.
So your payment for initial term and account setup, which we have you on that established business rate, will be charged today, which is May 14th, in the non-refundable amount in the 348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if
now,
I put it on hold, is it still recurring or?
No, sir. It's on hold. Yes, sir. It's only recurring when you don't have it on hold. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So here you go.
I can keep up with it.
No.
I couldn't keep up with it last year. It was busy.
No, you will, and we're really good at communicating with you as well, okay? So you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You want to write that number down, or do you want me to email that to you?
Yeah, email that there.
Okay, we'll do.
We'll go from Local Splash.
Yes, that's our Local Splash customer service line for you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Okay, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, it'll come out on the 14th, right? Of next
yes,
month,
sir.
June.
Every 14th,
okay.
It's going to come out. So you're going to have the 249 is going to come out on the 14th. Yes. And then the 348 is going to come out today, like I mentioned. The 349 is going to be.
Yeah,
we're not going to charge you every week like Angie's did.
They were sending me a lot of listens and you'd have to call them back and then, you know, when you, and then you call them and then, some of them would do it or some of them wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
But most of them did. Most of them would do it. But, you know, it averaged about every 4 to 5 people would get the job.
The job for? Yeah, well, this you're not going to have to waste a lot of time with calling people. People are calling you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be the biggest deal. So I do want to say this, Mickey. I want to formally welcome you here to Local Splash. We're like a family. Everything did go green on my end, so you're good there. We're going to start building everything out. My tech team is going to call you. When is a good time for my tech team to call you? I have availability later. I have tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. all the way to 6 p.m. your time. Which one would you like my tech team to call you on?
So you said my time?
Yes, sir.
Or your time?
Your time. We're always on your time. We work for you, buddy.
I know, but you're in California. You know, you're like 3 hours different.
I know, but we work with you. So we're going to be open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the best times to get a hold of us Monday through Friday is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay?
Okay. Now, what do you do between 6 and 7 then? You said 7, didn't you? Or is it 6?
7 o'clock we close. So if you call us at 7, we'll be closed. That's what I'm saying. To just
when they call, is it how long would a phone call last?
It's gonna last anywhere from about 30 to 45 minutes. If you have a lot of questions, it might last 30 to an hour. Yeah.
Okay. So I need to do it somewhere around 6 o'clock, probably.
Okay.
But really, about 6 o'clock, probably. And then, you know, if it lasts an hour, it might not last but 30 minutes. I don't know what all.
It might. I mean, they're going to verify all the information that I have here, and then they're going to start working on the website for you. And then also too, it really just gives you that hour. So if you have any other questions, you can ask them as well. If you have them while, you know, you're working tomorrow or anything like that, you're like, hey, I wonder what this does. They'll be able to answer that. You know what I mean? So that's why we do give you that hour. It's just a courtesy hour for you as well. We don't want to rush you, at all. Now I'm going to send you an email to the MickeySess@yahoo.com. That's going to be, coming from a Google Calendar. That's going to have the tomorrow at 6 p.m. I'm going to be on there for the email address, and then also to my customer support is going to be on there. They're going to be contacting you at that time. Now, we did send you a couple of emails and text messages. The text message is a welcome text message. Did you get that text message by any chance?
Let me look and see. I got a local
splash. So it sent you three. The one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. So click the link right there.
Okay.
It's going to take you to our terms and conditions page.
Yeah.
Okay. At the bottom, there's going to be two check boxes that says I agree for text messages, and then I am the certified card authorization holder. And then you're going to sign your name at the bottom. Just type it, Mickey R. Simmons. And then from there, you're going to hit click confirm signature, and it's going to take you to a login page with a username and password. Let me know when you get there.
Okay.
No rush.
Mickey. And then there's the date, confirm signature. There's Local Splash. All right, it took me to a Local Splash username and password.
Perfect. Okay, so this is going to be where you're going to be able to track everything. We sent you a text message with your username and password. So it's going to say your username is going to be your phone number, and then it should tell you what your password is going to be right there as well in your text message, okay?
So the username is my phone number?
Yes, sir.
Right now I need to go into password. I'm going to force me to go down. I see the phone number there and a password, good photos. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't type something right. Let me see, make sure it is the right. It says good photos is the password. I might have typed it in wrong.
Okay. If you can't get in, if you can't get in, my tech team will help you tomorrow. They'll make sure that everything is correct, and then they can walk you through that step, and then they're actually going to show you where you're going to be able to see everything that's coming in for tracking all the systems as well, okay?
It says, we're working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 business days.
Perfect. There you go.
You'll see some pictures. If you want to add some pictures, click here.
Yep.
I might have kept some pictures I've done.
Okay. If you don't, then we could use stock photos for you for now. But then when you started to do the work, please just take the pictures and then give us those. So that way we can add that to your website at that point. Okay.
Yeah. I might have some pictures.
Okay. Perfect.
I don't save all of them, but.
Yeah, no problem. My tech team is going to ask you for that tomorrow on the onboarding call. If you have pictures, they're going to show you how to send those in so that we can build everything correctly for you. So they're going to work with you on that, okay?
Okay. Now,
perfect.
It's got this girl that we would like to help you chat with, one of our local members.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Okay.
Hold off till tomorrow for my tech team. They're going to reach out to you personally, okay?
Okay. Now, how do I save this local splash login thing? I don't remember me, but I mean, is it like an app that I click on to?
I don't think it's going to be an app, but they are going to give you a link that you can save, and you could always click that link there too.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some things have a link to or either apps or whatever. You can just click on there and it goes straight to the local page,
right.
The local splash login.
Yeah. They'll give you that so that way you can always enter there and you can always get access to that as well. Okay.
Okay. I didn't want to take it off and then I lose it. You know.
Yeah. No, we're gonna get you there. Don't worry about it. We'll get you there for sure.
Okay.
All right, Mickey. Well, I have all the stuff I need here to send over to them. We're gonna reach out to you tomorrow evening to just get everything rocking and rolling for you. Do you have any questions for me at this point?
No, sir, not right now. I mean, if I do, I'll try to remember or either write them down and ask the person tomorrow.
Okay. If anything, you could always reach out to me. I have my email that's in your inbox. You could always reach out to me if you have any questions as well. Okay.
All righty.
All right, Mickey. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I appreciate the time. Okay.
All righty. Appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
What's your name?
My name's Charlie. Like Charlie Brown.
Charlie. Okay, Charlie Brown.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Mickey, okay?
Yeah, I see it now.
Perfect.
Right.
You have all your stuff in your inboxes as well, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
okay.
What I'm looking now. I see your name, Charlie now. Charlie Moore.
Perfect.
You can't.
There you go. Okay. You said it perfect. That's the first time somebody said it the first time perfectly.
Hey, I was guessing. So I got it right.
Here hilarious. Awesome. All right, buddy. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow, and then I'm going to start working on your account so we can be ready to rock and roll with you when we call you tomorrow evening, okay?
All righty. Appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Have a good evening.
All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.